Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. On Saturday, October 27th, it's Bourbon and Bacon Fest, and this time, it's heading to Tacoma, baby. Lakewood represent!
Yeah!
Hey, you want to be there during the day? You can. You want to be there during the night? You can. Both sessions, if you want, at the Tacoma Armory. Bourbon and Bacon Fest, we got distilleries coming from all over this great land. They are going to pour beverages that are going to be tasty to your tummy. And don't forget the pork, Steve.
It's a porkapalooza, man.
Porkapalooza. Yeah, bacon treats from some of your favorite restaurants. This is all happening at Bourbon and Bacon Fest. You want tickets? Go to KISW.com. Bourbon and Bacon Fest, benefiting our friends at Treehouse.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Whoa, Beat Mix, you're a loser. It is time
to Beat Mix, and it's time to pump it up for Monday. I'm pumped up for this crisp fall weather.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I love it.
It's beautiful out there.
Sunny and crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little chilly, but that's fine. Just wear an extra layer and you'll be great out there.
That's what crisp is all about, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Aaron in Tacoma. Aaron, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
Excellent. What is he playing for today, Steve?
Tickets to see Skid Row and Quiet Riot. Ooh. They're going to be at the Clearwater Casino Resort on November 1st. Go to KISW.com for all the details. You want to see Skid Row, you want to see Quiet Riot, get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Aaron will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Aaron, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
All right, then. What Sesame Street character was praised in the mid-2000s for incorporating vegetables into his diet?
Oscar.
No.
Grover.
No.
Elmo.
No. Fight the Power was a 1990 hit for which group?
Fight the Power. Pass.
Margot Robbie played which infamous ice skater in a 2017 movie?
Oh, that ice skater that sabotage. Oh, yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
Pass.
What four-letter word describes an arena for public roller skating?
A rink.
Yes. Art Fleming was the original host for which TV game show?
Price is Right.
No.
Jeopardy.
Yes. The song Matchmaker, Matchmaker came from which musical?
Grease?
No.
I have no idea, pal.
From what language did the English borrow the word muffin?
Dutch?
No. Too correct.
Okay.
Aaron dropped a deuce. Didn't really pump it up for Monday.
Yeah.
Not really.
Well, wow. We'll have to see. Maybe Steve will not play, and then you'll get a win. I mean, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, they have.
Well, I mean, not really.
No, not really.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah! Yes!
What Sesame Street character was praised in the mid-2000s for incorporating vegetables into his diet?
Porky Pig.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Yeah. Big Bird.
No.
Kermit the Frog.
No. Fight the Power was a 1990 hit.
Public Enemy.
Yes. Margot Robbie played which infamous ice skater in a 2017 movie?
Tanya Harding.
Yes. What four-letter word describes an arena for public roller skating?
Rink.
Yes. Art Fleming was the original host of which TV game show?
Let's Make a Deal?
No.
Jeopardy.
Yes. The song Matchmaker, Matchmaker came from which musical?
Matchmaker, Matchmaker. I'm going to go with Hamilton.
No.
That's it. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
No.
Oh.
Mary Poppins? No. From what language did the English borrow the word muffin?
Latin?
No.
German?
Yes. From what is the subtitle for the 2015 Star Wars film?
A New Hope?
Nope.
Dawn of the Day of Hope.
No.
Yeah, that's it. Electric Boogaloo.
No. According to the title of the film, what is the profession of Ace Ventura?
Pet detective.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You win 6 to deuce.
Ooh. Yeah, sorry, Aaron. All right, take it easy, buddy.
Ooh, Eminem.
Are you, though?
Yep, I am.
He is today.
Wasn't much of a competition.
Really. No, yeah, it really
doesn't matter.
The subtitle for the 2015 Star Wars film.
Oh, you know what it is, Vicky.
The 2015 one. Was it the Last Jedi? No.
No.
Emperor's Hope.
No.
The Force Awakens.
No, Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.
Yeah, come on,
man. Yeah, right.
Sorry, jeez, I keep thinking the last one.
She doesn't watch any of the movies, so she doesn't care.
I did watch the last ones.
All right, fine.
Does anybody know any musicals? And
Fiddler on the Roof.
Yes.
Gentle, damn it.
It's still not Yentl.
Yentl's like the worst.
I don't know what it is. I just know the name of it.
Barbra Streisand, right?
I just know it's Barbra Streisand and the word Yentl, because it makes me think of lentils, and I think it's funny. It sounds funny.
It Yentl. Is.
Danny's
it
right.
Is Fiddler on the Roof.
Yeah.
But what is with all the Fiddler on the Roof questions? Like, whenever you ask about a play, it seems to be Fiddler on the Roof.
No, it's just musicals, and I usually figure that maybe someone will know.
Ask Fiddler about Yentl.
Yeah,
yeah, perfect.
That'll be great. This is one was I thought everyone would get this one right away. The Sesame Street character that was praised for incorporating veggies in its diet.
Elmo.
No. Cookie Monster.
Yes, hello. Yeah. The guy who is always eating unhealthy.
Oh, that's, yeah. I can't stand it.
He was the carrot monster for a hot minute.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah, they're
pretty much just take a handful of them.
Trying to get kids to eat healthy and maybe not, you know, gorge on cookies.
Mm. Yeah.
What kind of vegetables was he eating?
Well, carrots, I guess, and that's about you listening all I know.
Have you tuned Vicky out like the rest of us?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
warm in here, man. I'm having a hard time staying focused.
It's really warm in here.
Whoa. Yeah. Our heater's broken.
Yeah.
And every time it gets lower, it gets higher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God,
yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so it's turning into a sweat room
so
in
that's
here.
Why I have a headache. I didn't even...
That's why I have one as well.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So good luck with all of that.
Thanks, Trev.
Yeah. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 6 correct.
All right, well, call number 6. Guess what you're doing? You are checking out Skid Row and Quiet Riot at Clearwater Casino. Caller number 6, 206-421-ROCK. Oh, you know what? I just thought I was feeling really just, like, lazy today.
Lethargic?
Yeah, and lethargic.
No, yeah.
Oh, that's why, because it's hot in here.
Hot as F.
Oh, wow. Oh, thanks, man. I feel better about it. How about I'm probably just thinking it's me and nothing else?
I thought the same thing. I was like, man, is it me or is it really warm in here? And then everyone's like, no, it's, like, over 70 degrees in this room.
Oh, damn. That's tough.
We should have pretended it was a spider.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh,
man.
I wanted a day off, too.
Yeah.
No, BJ. It's totally just you. It's like 60 degrees in there. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. All in your head.
Fine. Yeah. Got some sad
such
news.
Disrespect.
I know. Such disrespect. Got some sad news. You know what? An old standby of my life from back in the day and actually makes me think of my dad because he loved this store. Sears has filed for bankruptcy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
When's the last time you've been to a Sears now, BJ?
To buy something? A long time.
Yep.
I'll actually, if I'm at the mall where there's a Sears, I will walk through for nostalgia.
Oh, that helps them keep their bills paid.
I know, and I would always go to the tools section because that's what he loved. He loved Craftsman tools.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The last time I went to a Sears was to buy overalls for a Halloween costume last year.
Oh, so at least you went and bought something.
Yeah, a whole $25 purchase. That's not going to help them pay their bills either.
No.
But I bought... A long time ago, I had a Sears card just so I could get a washer and dryer. And that was about it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know,
that was like 20 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that just goes to show you, Kenmore makes a good washer and dryer.
Have you guys been in a Sears, like, recently? Just even walk through? Because sometimes at the Everett Mall, you have to walk through the parking lot or go through Sears.
Not since the Halloween pot purchase.
Nope. So I went in with my dad because he was looking for a specific part, and they don't stock anything anymore. They just have whatever's there. So you're looking for something, and everything's empty.
So just threw in the towel a while ago.
Yeah.
Unless they're closing that store down. Do you think they're closing it down?
I don't think that's one of the ones closing.
Because Overlake closed down, and they are closing down a bunch of stores. And, of course, they also, the company that owns them owns Kmart. And, of course, Kmart's been having tough times, too. So
Sears Amazon and Kmart is done. Killing everything, bro.
Well, that's the ironic thing about this, because Sears was the Amazon of stores because they had their catalogs. That's how they did 125 years ago. And so they were like the Amazon of their time. And people were so mad at them, like, wow, no one's coming to our store anymore because they get everything at the Sears catalog.
The Sears catalog was what I would go through as a kid and pick out what I wanted for Christmas. Because it had everything. I remember like being a kid, like that was I was excited because I was able to get like a Seahawks shirt. Because it was in the Sears catalog, you know, being in New York, there was no option for Seahawks gear or any kind of gear outside of, like, you know, so it was like, that was like the way to get everything that was available on across the whole world. But then my mom had to call and order it that way. There was no internet.
No, yeah, but that's exactly right. That's how it got done.
I thought you were going to say you use the Sears catalog for something else.
Oh, I was about to say, I also the bra section. When Steve-O turned 12.
Yeah.
He discovered the bra section in the Sears catalog.
It just amazes me when you think of a business that's so huge that is like gone. I think of Kodak Films, same thing. And, you know, it's like they were huge. And now there's nobody even cares that much about Kodak at all.
Over the weekend, I swung by what was once Toys R Us, but they're using it as a Spirit Halloween store.
Oh,
and that was weird because... Yeah. You know, you walk in, and you know how they do it. They just take over an empty building. So you walk in, and it's still Toys R Us.
Yeah.
But it's not.
It's the ghost of children's past.
Right.
It's so true, because it's just they throw all that stuff up there, and it does look like it's been taken over by monsters and just ravaged. Yeah. That's a bummer. But, I mean, that happens in life. I mean, that's what it is. But this, my dad loves Sears. And I didn't even realize they sold off the Craftsman brand. They don't even have that anymore. It's not theirs.
Oh, really? Yes, Lowe's took over the Craftsman brand about 2 to 3 weeks ago, according to one texter.
Yeah. So, and the Kenmore, and they're thinking of selling the Kenmore brand. Mm. They're going to sell that off. And,
well, you might as well if you're going bankrupt.
Yeah. So, and they will try to keep some stores open. But I wonder, like, will we have any here left in the Puget Sound? Like Vicky said, the Everett Mall, I know Tacoma's got theirs in their mall, too. So.
I was looking at Puyallup is the one that's going.
The South Hill Mall one?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, there's nothing
deuces.
Going on. Dude, that South Hill Mall doesn't have a whole lot anyway.
Yeah, we do.
I've been there, dude. It's
fantastic mall.
Dude, if they lose Sears.
We got Dick's, we got Target, and Annie Ann's. What more do you need?
Okay.
And we got a cool little school bus ride.
I've been there. Look, if you lose Sears, that's going to be a big blow.
No, it's not. It's like all the way tucked away in the corner. Still got Macy's. Still got JCPenney.
All right.
Still got Hot Topic.
You got a JCPenney? Because they've been having a hard time, too.
We got a men's section and a women's section.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they're
in
separate spots, which is always confusing because I always end up in
there. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that.
That pisses me off.
South Hill Mall, if you want to go to JCPenney's, you got to go out of the
store. Where's the men's section? Like,
go out of the store.
You got to leave this store, go down where the Old Country Buffet is, and it's right over there.
I wonder if
JCPenney's.
OCB?
Dude, maybe JCPenney will take over the Sears spot because then they'll be able to put everything in one place.
Well, boy can dream, BJ, huh?
Yeah. Just want you to negotiate for them so that way you don't have to walk around.
I don't care. All I need is a Target and an Annie Ann's, man.
Oh, you don't even care about the Penney's.
No.
No, you're done.
I'm all right with that.
Okay.
I mean, you know, they got Levi jeans, so that's cool.
All right.
I mean, I don't know.
That's cool.
That's cool. You're the reason why every business is closing. You just don't care.
I'm the reason why Target stays in business.
Yeah. That's true. Well, and that's another reason. Target, by the way, was another reason why Sears got their ass kicked. Walmart and Target apparently really just took a bite out of whatever they were doing.
I was going to say, there's no way in hell that you can go into Target to buy one thing.
Never.
Like, I went in with my dad the other day to buy 2 cans of beans. We walked out with the Guardians of the Galaxy vinyl and a new dress.
Yeah, what are you doing? Yeah. You can, if you want 2 cans of beans, go to the grocery store because, Target will get you.
Yeah. And, well, I mean, we also bought fruit gushers and other candy. It's bad.
Target will get you.
Damn Target.
Yeah, they got everything.
So it's just South Hill Mall is losing Sears but gaining a Golden Corral. What else do you need?
Ooh. And that's taking over the OCB spot, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, yep. So. Yeah, Golden Corral's legit. We know Golden Corral.
The other person says, don't forget the food court at the South Hill Mall and the Bouncy House.
Boom. Yeah.
Also, another person says, I agree, Annie Ann's is the best, and we don't have one in Silverdale. That's unfortunate.
Oh, man. Every place has got an Annie Ann's if it's a mall, right? Don't they all have them?
Some got the other one.
Oh, Wetzel's?
Yeah, Wetzel Pretzel.
Yeah, well, or Northgate, you know what? They doubled their pretzel. You can have an Annie Ann's and a Wetzel's if you go to Northgate. They'll show you what's up, Steve.
I can just picture me eating a Wetzel's pretzel while waiting in line at Annie Ann's.
Yeah, you have to do that.
And to get the pretzel nuggets to mix it up.
Yeah, you've got that would be the greatest pick of all. You're absolutely right. You're waiting in line at Annie Ann's while you're eating a Wetzel's pretzel or vice versa. We need to take that picture.
And then head to the Golden Corral for the buffet.
That's what I'm talking about.
This is all very healthy.
Yeah, all very, very healthy. All right, you know what? Yeah, we're talking about food again. Please change the topic, would you? And that's what you get to do right now, because it's time for Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, you got something to say?
I got nothing to say.
They're wild, rabid, and on the loose. This is Listeners on the Loose.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Listeners on the Loose brought to you by The Shane Company. And it's simple. You want to talk about something? You can. Something new, something old, whatever it is you want to bring to the table. But Steve, he does have a rule.
That's to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we'll have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Let's go to, I think it's Egel. Is that the name?
No, don't go to him.
Don't go to him. No. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
What's going on with Miguel?
This guy's a guy named Miguel. He calls a lot, and yeah, he's not great.
Oh.
Wow. Well, with that build up, I really want to talk to Miguel.
Oh, wow.
If he's not great,
well,
let's talk
to him. You can, I guess.
He's from Puyallup.
Okay. Is that why there was Blue Rev? There was a weird thing on my, but I thought, well, there's a caller. I'll take it.
Yes, because he was just calling, and I was getting to him.
Oh, you hadn't got to him. Oh, my bad.
Let's get to him. Let's figure this out.
All right, Miguel.
Let's see why the Rev doesn't think he's good.
Steve wants to take you blind. You have not been screened. You are on The Rock, Miguel.
Hello.
Hello,
Miguel.
Miguel, you're on the air, by the way, just in case you didn't know. Is that okay that you're on the air?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. What's going on, Miguel?
Oh, not so much. I'm enjoying a safe, sinful, and sober pre-holidays.
Did you say you're enjoying a sober holiday?
Bye.
Oh, well, goodbye,
he
Miguel.
He conged himself.
Bye, yeah, Miguel. Sure.
Wow. All right, Rev, you were right. Yeah.
Thank you.
I know, it always
never
seems like a
to
good
Rev
idea.
Again.
Yeah. It always does seem like a good idea.
Been doing just it
like,
for a while.
Going wild. Let's just take it wild. Going live. All right. Well, you can also text us, too.
Please text us.
77999.
David and Ken texted us saying, can I make a baby announcement?
Oh, really? Okay,
yeah, sure.
Sure,
man.
All right,
I don't know
ahead.
What the announcement is.
It's not mine.
All right. It doesn't have an announcement. It's just a text about making an announcement.
Give it out a shout.
Hello, David has a baby coming, right?
I don't know. David?
David,
he asked if he can make, is this like a gender reveal on our radio show?
The
it's
answer,
a girl.
The answer is yes, I guess.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, literally, if we take the question literally, yes, I guess, yes, you can make a baby announcement. But now what's next? I guess now we have to find out what the gender
is. Well, I look forward with anticipation what he's going to tell us.
Yes. Well, and you know what, though? You got to be careful with those gender reveal parties, though.
Maybe the baby's name is Miguel.
Oh. Dude, did you hear about what happened outside of an Applebee's because of a gender reveal party?
No.
This happened in Cleveland because, again, Cleveland is classy. First of all, love the idea that you're having a gender reveal party at Applebee's.
Yes.
I will go to that.
Because it's a bar.
Yeah. And
great, delicious chicken wings.
Yes. There's a lot of good eats at Applebee's. So, okay. Yes. Good call there.
I'm not surprised that Applebee's is in your wheelhouse because they seem to have a ridiculous amount of appetizers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they got
and you're an appetizer good. Guy.
And they also have the desserts, if I'm not mistaken. Applebee's is the one that gives you, like, the dessert appetizers. Like, you don't have to get a full dessert. They'll give you a little bit of everything.
Well, how about that?
Applebee's knows what's up. They know how I live. So, yeah. Don't laugh, Danny. Applebee's is, they know me. So there was a gender reveal party at this Applebee's in Cleveland, turned into a wild brawl outside. Customers and staff argued over who was responsible for cleaning up confetti. Oh, so that was the problem. There was confetti all over the joint, and they weren't happy. The manager had said to the group of people, 20 of them, hey, look, pop your confetti outside so that other customers wouldn't have to deal with it. I guess the confetti, of course, would be either blue or pink.
Yeah, the last thing I want is confetti in my food.
I agree.
I can understand why they're saying that.
But unfortunately, what happened was they did go outside, but the blue confetti was blasted all over the restaurant, sidewalk, and cars. And the manager asked the group to clean up the litter. That's when the partygoers started yelling and throwing menus at employees.
Oh, wow.
Some of the party members began screaming, I'm going to beat your ass, which, of course, is the new slogan now at Applebee's, I think.
Yes, actually it is.
Yeah. They told one of the hostesses they were going to F her up. And they also failed to pay a bill of $31.81. Okay, you're 20
really?
People. How do you not pay the bill of $30?
What the hell did you get that only cost $31 if you got that many people?
Dude, Applebee's, I'm telling you.
I know they're affordable. Come on.
They're super affordable, man.
They shared like two appetizers and a small cup of coffee.
Right. I'm telling you, Applebee's, that's the place
to go.
It's
like my late nights at Denny's when I was a teenager.
Well, we're all going to have water.
Yeah. Yeah. Restaurant said in a statement that this was an unfortunate incident.
Yeah. Never to have a gender reveal party at Applebee's again.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Use your head in life. You're blowing confetti all over the place. If it's going to make a mess, you don't expect that you should have to clean that up?
Yeah, it's a little much.
What are we becoming as a society that we just think that
becoming, we're already there, man.
Yeah, I think I've done it. I think I have been the parent that told our kid they can just have whatever they want, and now they just are a bunch of spoiled brats.
I feel like it's a lot of the older people, though, that kind of instill on younger people the idea of, oh, they're restaurant workers. They have to clean up your mess. That's their job. They have no respect. It's usually older people. They don't care.
See, I agree, Vicky, and I hate that attitude. It's like, well, it's a restaurant or it's a hotel. They have to deal with it. Would you like to deal with that? They're still human beings doing the job. Who would want to have to clean up your ridiculousness? You can do it yourself.
More importantly, what the hell baby is David and Ken having?
Oh.
He still hasn't gone back to us.
We know this baby at Applebee's was blue. Well, I should say the confetti was blue. The baby, I hope, is...
Oh, it's a baby Smurf. Sweet.
Yeah, I hope the baby's actually not blue. That would be a very bad color. That means the baby would not be doing well. Hopefully, so I hope the baby's better than blue.
That'd suck if you're colorblind and you're at one of these parties.
Oh, and you go, so I don't know what it is.
You can kind of tell by shade, right? I mean, like a varying... things of gray.
No, light blue and pink, I think, are kind of similar.
Oh, I guess, yeah, you're right.
That's how it usually goes, that powder blue for the baby boy, yeah. So I think that would be tough.
So I just texted BJ, Ruby Rose is ready to play Batwoman. Any thoughts from Tom?
I've already seen a picture.
Have you?
Yeah, have you seen that picture of her in the costume?
Show me.
Yeah. Hot. Yeah, and Batwoman, I don't know how many people know.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, that's a great look.
Oh, she's a redhead.
Yeah. She's, I've read the first couple issues, and she's got the short hair, but she puts the wig on, and she's one of the, like, a lesbian character, and she's just so badass.
She's got thick bat lips.
Yeah.
Well, those are Ruby Rose's lips.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good, I love that the costume looks very similar to what I know from the books. And I don't think a lot of people know much about Batwoman.
I know Batgirl.
She's not Batgirl. That's somebody different. This is a whole different person.
I thought Batgirl's Batwoman grown up.
No, it's not.
What?
No, it's a whole different lady. Yeah. That's why I think that people are going to be like you, confused. They're going to think that Batgirl is Batwoman, just like the Invisible Girl became the Invisible Woman. It's not the same.
So at any point, did Batgirl and Batwoman ever, like, meet up?
Batgirl
needs advice from Batwoman?
You know, isn't
on how to be a proper Bat person?
I think in the comics, isn't Barbara Gordon in a wheelchair in the comics?
So, some of them after, Killing Joke, she becomes the Oracle.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's a Batgirl anymore. To be honest, I don't follow DC Comics a whole lot.
I've seen there's been pictures of Batgirl hanging around.
Either way, though, she's hot.
No, dude, that picture alone has me excited for this movie.
Does that bring you back to when you were, because I thought, wasn't Batgirl your first girlfriend?
Batgirl was my first girlfriend, yes.
Yeah, on the old Batman show.
It was a very short, quick relationship.
Yeah.
Quickly moved on to Christy Canyons after that. But we had a good run.
Oh, but Yvonne Craig, let me tell you, she did a lot for people. As Batgirl or as the green chick, one of the green chicks in Star Trek, Yvonne Craig, the actress, she did a lot for folks.
No, she was hot.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. No doubt about it. All right, so listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999.
Someone just texted in. Might want to bring in your daughter, Sarah, for this.
All right. Come on in, Sarah.
Yes. Something about your daughter.
Oh, really? Never mind. I don't want to hear
it. Actually, it's nothing bad.
Really?
And, Mom, we'll see.
Oh, sure. We'll see. Yeah. Who are you kidding?
Well, I don't think it's all that bad.
I know you don't. Sarah. Not your daughter.
All right, says, hey guys, shout out to Sarah for stopping by Maris Farms on Saturday. Make sure BJ come by the smokehouse and I'll buy you a sandwich from Sally.
Oh, yes, Sarah did go to this. She went to Maris Farms.
I saw the pictures.
Yeah. Hey, I did, yeah.
And I was in the area when I saw the pictures, but we were at someone's house, so we couldn't make it happen.
I was like, you should have stopped by.
Well, we're going today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I will say, I bet all of my tickets on Miss Lil Miggy. He won.
He was crushing it. He's still in first place.
Oh, yeah,
in fact,
he's
someone said,
it.
Your pig won my kid's paintball on Saturday at Maris Farms. I don't know what any of that means, but I'm looking forward to finally meeting my pig today at Maris Farms.
He's a cutie. And I won a shirt because of your pig, so.
No way.
Yep.
Oh, that's
it's
awesome.
A very soft cotton shirt.
Mm-hmm. Your pig's wrecking it, man.
Yeah. What does it say on the shirt? Does it have my pig on it?
No, I wish.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
They should sell my pig on shirts.
Yeah, and then your face, too.
Yeah.
It's not a euphemistic, by the way. It's a
they
real
pig. They
could
have me riding my pig in like a cartoon
that's
drawing.
That's, again, it's not
Steve
euphemistic.
Steve from Maris Farms.
Yeah.
My friend Steve. Let's make it happen. A cartoon drawing of me riding my own pet pig.
Yeah, that's a wonderful thing.
And you can keep all the profits for charity or yourself. I don't care.
Something.
I just give me one.
They're going to be flying off the shelf.
I'm a great negotiator.
Yeah, you are.
I think we'll sell at least one or two of them.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, especially if you don't buy it. Yeah, you're only going to get to sell one or two. You're gonna
I'll buy one.
All right, there we go. Now we have three sales.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm excited today, though. And fun fact, though, my wife's one of her closest friends is part of the Maris family, so it's kind of cool whenever we go down there.
Oh, that's really cool.
It's a really cool family affair. They put a lot of time, effort, and energy into building it, and their corn mazes are always different. And the haunted stuff is ridiculous.
Yeah, I wish we stayed for the haunted. We didn't stay that long, but we went Saturday, and it was popping off. There were so many, because it was really nice on Saturday. There were so many people there.
Did you use that cannon thing and shoot things?
No, but we heard it. It was a little scary. And we missed, they have a cannon where apparently like a bunch of candy flies everywhere. And I missed that one. I wanted to be with the kids and like get all the candy, like a pinata, but like a big cannon. That's so cool. We got roasted corn. It was bomb. Mm. My boyfriend really wanted to get the turkey leg.
Did he get it?
No, I can't. I'm so glad he didn't get it.
Oh, come on. There's nothing more Viking looking than people walking around with a giant turkey leg.
It looked so gnarly. And he was like,
delicious.
We were in line for it. Yes. And the line was just too long for him. Because I was like, yeah, babe, you can get it. But I cannot imagine him eating that.
Why?
Okay, I'm a vegetarian and I'm not that crazy, but a turkey leg
big fat turkey leg too.
Oh, and it like gets all over people's mouths.
With the crispy skin.
Yes.
Ugh, and it's all greasy.
It's the best.
Sarah, you're turning me on right now.
Oh, I'm turning myself off. But no, he didn't end up getting one, but he wanted it.
Somebody wants to know if there's going to be any Migs bacon when your pig froze off.
No.
That little piggy went to market.
I'll buy that.
No, they don't do that to that dude. No.
If he doesn't come in first place, they sure as hell do. That's the deal. That's why he's been winning.
Oh, yeah. He knows. He's like running away from
with
them.
That little piggy.
Yeah, there's gonna be no Charlotte happy ending, I think, right?
Man. No, I'm excited. We get our pumpkins there, and then begins the pumpkin carving, BJ.
Yep, we got our pumpkins.
Okay.
We're going to carve this weekend at Danny's place.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Did you put it through the pumpkin washing station?
Oh, yeah, of course. My boyfriend worked really hard at cleaning those pumpkins.
That's awesome.
They got like an elaborate pumpkin washing station.
I love that there's somebody that can do all this work for me.
And they have a boot washing station. You can wash your boots too. They have everything there.
That's cool.
Yeah, they just don't have alcohol. We were wishing there was alcohol.
No hard cider, huh?
No hard cider, no beer. I don't think they allow that.
Bring a flask.
That's a brilliant idea.
I'm shocked you didn't do that.
I am too.
I was gonna say, I've got you a cool bracelet flask, so it's a little bit more discreet.
And I have a scarf that can hold alcohol and a bra.
A scarf?
Your scarf, alcohol. I mean, you are just...
Wow.
You're just ready for rehab, aren't you?
I have a whole wardrobe that can put alcohol in my body.
So there you go. So the name of your pig is This Little Miggy?
Yeah.
Yes.
At Maris Farms.
Yes.
So if you want to raise Steve's pig, that's the one.
Vote for it.
And it's a winner, man. It's been winning like crazy, man. This Little Miggy, it won the Pig Tucky Derby. It's got over 6 victories.
Yeah, and Sarah saw a victory last Saturday.
One of the other pigs was like, I've had enough of this, and like jumped out of the actual like lanes and started running the other way.
Oh, yeah.
And the guy who was chasing the pigs like, come on, like had to go rescue him and like get him, and was like, no, go the other way. And then he ended up winning his race.
Because there's three different categories of races, you guys.
Well, Steve, I bet you're proud of your son.
Our company, Entercom's, got a whole little wing
of pigs.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Yep, there's John Fisher's got one. It's just called Hog John Fisher.
Hog John Fisher.
Then there's Wee Little Wing Nut.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
And Eric Powers to the Piggy.
Nice. Powers to the Piggy. That's pretty good. And then this little Miggy.
Yeah, but look, everyone, they got, John Fisher only had two, at least as of this press release from the fine folks at Maris Farms. Mine has eight victories
Yours is killing it.
Yeah. Wow. Look, everyone else, nobody's even close. Yeah. Even in the other companies. Dang, they can all suck it. My pig's the best.
That's right, companies. Suck it.
Watch your pig not win today.
Oh.
The one day you're actually going, you're going to see your pig race.
I will cause a riot.
Oh, yeah. Me. Well, that's your pig. Your pig's better.
I'm really pumped to meet my pig.
That does not sound right.
Just have a bonding moment before. Yeah. They're all sleeping before. They need to rest for the races.
Yeah. Of course.
You go visit them and they're all passed out.
When you're a dominant pig like this little pig.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's maybe, tired.
Yes. Probably getting all the pig action, too. Think about it, right? Think about that.
What, Wingnut and
Powers?
Oh, yeah.
If you're the top hog, you're living high.
Yep, that's why they run so slow.
Yeah. It's probably really tired because all the lady pigs are like, what's up there, this little Miggy?
Leaving him with a limp.
What?
Okay. All right, it's got weird, but I do want a turkey leg.
Yeah. All right, well, you can have one. Today's your day.
I go with the. How would your wife feel about that?
Oh, you go with your wife. Yeah, right. She's the vegan. Oh, gosh.
And we just watch you guys like destroy it. And you're not getting laid tonight if you eat that in front of her. I will say that.
You know, sometimes you want to just kind of give up on things in order to get that turkey leg.
Gotta give up the body.
I'm only giving up for one night.
Plus, he's buying a pumpkin.
Buying multiple pumpkins.
Oh, no. You don't know what Vicky means. Vicky means you're going to be having sex with a pumpkin.
If you're going to carve it tonight, then.
That's what she's. Vicky's
yikes.
Thing.
You're
gonna it is it. Fall time.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, Why does this pumpkin only have one hole? I don't understand. It's supposed to have three holes, eyes, and a mouth. Why?
None of that's happening because I want to enjoy the pumpkin seeds. Okay. And this is getting weird.
Oh, man. Don't say pumpkin seeds with what you're going to do with the pumpkin. All right. I think we should ask.
I wanted was a turkey leg.
Yeah. And now you're just having,
stick with the corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, the new movie, Steve's American Pie Pumpkin movie.
You can't make a hole in the corn.
Wow.
No, but not everything has to do with sex, Vicky.
Yeah,
you sure?
Not?
Sometimes things just have to do with eating.
Okay, then.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, we have a bigger question that needs to be answered, okay? And that is, what do Ryan Castle and anchovies have in common? Well, you're going to find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What's a Ryan Castle and anchovies have in common?
Something fishy going on.
Uh-oh. That's it.
That's right.
The text, the saltier the better for either one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They both leave a bad taste in Steve's mouth.
Oh.
That's hurtful.
Yeah.
And nobody wants either on top of their pizza.
I don't know. Ryan Castle looks damn sexy on a pizza.
I do. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. You know, Hair Club likes to get anchovies on a pizza.
And
you can't just...
Ugh.
So if you go out to pizza with him, like, he's going to want to get, like, half anchovies. But the whole pizza tastes like anchovies.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just half anchovy a pizza. It's all or nothing.
I thought he was Mr. Yeah. I don't have anything other than a cheese pizza guy. Yeah. Now he's putting that crap on there?
Goddamn liar.
Yeah.
He's a phony.
Anchovyist.
Full of S, man.
Stupid pizza poser.
Jerk. Such a jerk. Hey, 24-year-old guy. His name is Robert. He lives in Wales. 3 years ago, he noticed his 68-year-old's neighbor, his mail was piling up, so he busted down her door and found out that she had died inside of her apartment. Instead of calling the cops, what he said, you know what? I think I'll just use her debit card. And for the next 2 years, used it to order a medium pizza with anchovies on top from Domino's every day for 2 years.
That's tragic. And it's also tragic that no one noticed this woman was dead for 2 years.
Right?
Yeah, he's going to jail. But man, 2 years he had some. That's a good pizza.
That's good budgeting. They'd be able to go 2 years with that.
Yeah.
She had some cash.
Ryan Castle, he's up next with your 12 pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
Hey, you're starting a band. You're not going to name the band as like a band name, but you're going to be BJ Shea and the.
The first thing that comes to my mind, the Losers. Right, I got a great one for Danny.
Okay.
Danny V and the Sadness.
Oh,
yeah.
See, I'm thinking Danny V and the Guyliners.
Ooh, that's good too.
So it's the Danny V and the Tampons.
Wow.
That's a winner.
Rev, stop texting him, please.
Yeah. And it could be like a string quartet.
That's true.
Oh,
actually.
Come on.
Oh,
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.